Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We might say a quick hello to Andy Mack if they're meant to be on time for the next at Horsham, but looks like they're running a little late. So time to head over to the boss of sales at Darley, and he himself is a great supporter of Warrnambool, Cole and Janice McKenna's Monday at the Woolsthorpe Hotel. Andy leads the charge as well. How are you, Andy?
Oh, good. Thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. We thought it's timely to get you on because Darley is such a prominent part of the Victorian breeding landscape, and tomorrow's race day at Caulfield is a very important day for owners and breeders, and some phenomenal prize money on offer.
It's a big day. Obviously, $1 million two-year-old and $500,000 three-year-old amongst plenty of other races. So I suppose the support is around the Victorian stallions, the Victorian breeding industry, and trying to showcase how good an industry we have here and put up some great horses and great prize money for the day.
You've been involved, obviously, for a long time in the breeding game, here in Victoria especially. How strong is the breeding roster here in Victoria at the moment?
Yeah, it's very good and strengthening all the time. I mean, a lot of it comes from investment from big players. So, you know, certainly, you know, 15, 18, 20 years ago, Darley's involvement at Norfolk Park has really strengthened the landscape in Victoria. And then you add in people like, Rosemont, you know, with Nigel Austin sort of backing a lot of that down Geelong way. And then Yulong obviously appears on the scene as well. So, and then Adam Sanks has been a long time stalwart down there at Swetham. So, there's certainly plenty of depth to what we're doing in Victoria. And I think, plenty of the stallions that are standing here now would be well and truly fit, on any roster anywhere in the world, really.
Who are your main Victorian stallion stars?
Well, Street Boss headlines our roster. Obviously, the sire of Animo in recent times. He's the headline act. Probably the exciting thing that we've done this year is we've announced Cylinder to go to Victoria. Mm. So, our best colt out of training. Obviously, ran second in the slipper and multiple Group 2 winners, a two-year-old, and trained on at three to win the Newmarket. So, he's a colt that, a lot of people would have thought would go to the Hunter Valley. We're committed to our business here in Victoria. We're committed to the farm. We're committed to the breeders here. So, he's a pretty big ticket item to be announced here in Victoria. And then along with him, Golden Mile's been announced too. Mm. Obviously a very good colt as well in his own right. Guineas winner, unbeaten two-year-old, and group two-way for age winner at four. So he's over $4 million in prize money. So two very good homebred colts that have gone through our system, trained by James Cummings, and they sort of headline the new brigade here in Victoria.
It's been a good couple of weeks, hasn't it, for the Blue Army? A couple of really nice juveniles have hit the headlines, and you get another Group 1 opportunity tomorrow over in South Australia. It'd be big if Zapateo could get a Group 1 in the Sangster, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, she got a Group 1 in the Galaxy a few weeks ago, of course, so that was well-deserved. She's been a, terrific mare and showcases, Victorian stallions again in Brazen Bow. So, he's a very good stallion, and she's a mare that's just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. So I think she represents great each way value tomorrow again. She's just a terrific race mare. And then obviously talking about Brazen Bow, Bold Bastille, yeah, will go around short price favourite in the middle of the race here. So, again, sort of showcasing that Victorian stallion roster. Brazen Bow sits nicely just underneath Street Boss at an affordability level and around the same mark as Cylinder. So it is a very deep roster here that we have at Norfolk Park.
Do you think we'll see broadsiding in a Caulfield Guineas?
He's that sort of colt, isn't he? Obviously, he eats up the mile. Got a great pedigree. He's closely related to Flit, who won 1,000 guineas. So he's certainly got the pedigree, being by a stallion, Too Darn Hot, that obviously one of our stallions in New South Wales, but an unbelievably well-credentialed, well-bred horse who's got some good stout credentials on his dam side, Too Darn Hot. So I would say broadsiding would eat up probably a mile and maybe further. He's a very exciting colt going forward.
Who's the one from the Blue Army we need to back this weekend?
Probably Zapateo, I think. Yep. I think she's drawn nicely to get a run just in behind them. Clearly, it's a very good field. I mean, it's a great addition of the race. They've upped the prize money there in Adelaide, and with that, they've attracted a proper Group 1 mares race. So I think at the end of the day, it's a strong race, but around $8, I think she's so honest and she gives her all that I don't think you'd go far wrong each way.
Andy, good luck this weekend. It'd be great to see another Group 1 victory for Godolphin. We'll see you down at Warrnambool, and good luck for good luck for the week ahead as well. I know you guys support the charity day for Cole, and you look after a lot of Cole's racing interests, and he's been flying at the moment. So he's been
very good run, hasn't he? So long may it continue, because he's a great contributor to the game, and puts a lot of money in, and supports a lot of young people through the industry. So good luck to him next week.
Absolutely. Good on you, Andy. Andy McIff, the head of sales at Darley. Of course, they've got 18 Group 1 winners standing across New South Wales and Victoria.